It's a Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. It's 400. Woo! What a fucking morning. That lady said, I'm out of here. Hey, check this shit out. My shit is back. Hey, I'm so happy they gave me back my shit, man. They gave us back. They gave it back to us. I'm so happy that they gave it back. They gave it to us. And I'm going to use the shit out of it. Yes, sir. Bring up my boy, Sax. Yeah. It's Friday, y'all. We need to be happy right now. I don't know why you're not happy. You motherfuckers is up. Your black ass is walking around. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. It's... Woo! All right. We're done with this motherfucking clubhouse shit, all right? And we're back. Hey, little Moosey. Did little Moosey leave? Little Moosey left. Hey, Nia Long. Oh, yeah. I like that. So, anyway, the question of the day is... is are yo, women whoa, naturally...
canceled, bro. He's done.
Are women naturally seductive? Do you see that? That is A1, man. That's A1 right there. Hey, baby. So I told you I'm on the Latin side of the day. Y'all want to see my girlfriend? I got to put her up, but she's not my girlfriend. But you know what I mean. I'm on a, you know. They didn't protect me like the way they were supposed to protect me.
She's not Latin, bro.
You know, what is she? Let's see what she is. Let me go a little closer.
Very demure, too. Very demure.
Probably mixed. Look like it. Probably mixed. But, like, light is right. You know, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right. I don't know what you're doing right now. Yeah.
I had to give up. I'm stopped. Look at my nigga Stacks. He got it with the thickness. Yeah, I know you're from the South of Asia, baby. Are women naturally seductive? What say you, men? What say you? No? Come on, brothers. You're not going to jeopardize your relationship with your
you
women.
You know damn well, hell to the no. That's just like when they say they are nurturing, bro. Let's stop it.
Oh my God! Listen,
like, you
I don't
can't
know,
sound like me. Like, you can't be a woman that got the same cadence as me and you seductive. No, hell no. You gonna repel me? Yeah. So, I don't. Nah, all women are not seductive. Absolutely not.
Are they naturally seductive though? Like something had to flip to where they, you know, it went out the door for them at this point. Like, no. Come on, let's think about this, man. When they were younger, they were taught to be a lady. Even watching their moms go to the parties dressed up in a certain type of attire, that may be one. Go ahead, E Big E. I know you're ready to eat this shit up. Let me hear what you got to say, bro.
Women aren't naturally seductive, man. That depends on the woman, how she was raised and taught, and, you know, socialized, etc. Man, you got women out here that are extremely awkward. It's just, you know, women that, you know, are awkward in conversation, women who are awkward in you know, the way they dress, you know, just the way they you know, just depends on the woman. I don't think that's it. Depends on how she was raised, how she was socialized, man, because she had to learn that somewhere. Like, I don't think that's not something that's it's not something that's intrinsic. You know what I'm saying?
So how they're naturally nurturers, but not naturally seductive?
Well, no, women are not naturally nurturers. You know, not naturally. Who said that? Okay, if that was the case, then, you know, you wouldn't have any women that dumped their children in the trash can. Or you wouldn't have women that, you know, all kind of shit. You have women out here who, and I'm not saying most of all women, but you have women who out here who are shit mothers, man. Who abandon their children, who abuse their children, who, hell, kill their children. So I don't think, well, you know, the natural, you know, that, man, a lot of that stuff, man, is, I guess you can, there's an argument that can be made. I'll give it like this. I'll put it like this, right? And I know, and this is a fact, right? This is not my opinion, right? Hell, women, I'm talking about human women, don't even breastfeed their children naturally. They have to be taught that. That's not even a natural thing. That's why a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, who can't breastfeed their children. They have to go to classes and be taught how to get the baby to latch on to them and this and that and that and this. That's not even a natural thing in humans. So that's a fact. That ain't my opinion. And anybody who tries to come up here and says that's not a fact, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You can do a research.
Hey, welcome everybody to the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. And the title of the day is "All Women Naturally Seductive." So I do hear on the app, women do have a natural thing toward them, which is nurturing. What else did you hear?
Yeah, that's it. I got a question, bro. So you know Young M.A., right? Is she naturally seductive? Does Young M.A. seduce
to other women, yeah.
M.A. got a whole goddamn mustache and a motherfucking 5 o'clock shadow, man. How the fuck is that seductive? Yeah, you call, fuck around, call Young M.A. Tell Young M.A., hey, how you doing, sister? What's up with you? What's up, B?
Oh, my God. What's up,
I guess
baby?
That's seductive.
Well, I think I'm gonna need some help with some talking points here when it comes down to being seductive. What does seductive look like to you?
It's an aura, right? It's the type of woman that she walk past and leave her fragrance in the air, right? It's a woman that's a woman of less words, right? It's just her presence. It's just the wow, the woman's essence, you know, is unexplainable. You know, very
you get so
graceful.
Excited. I like that, brother.
Yeah.
A woman like this.
Because
yeah, get it
invigorates you, right? That's what a seductive woman does. And she doesn't even have to say anything, just her presence alone, right? The disposition. Wow. You just want to protect her. I wish a nigga would, right? Just because of her presence alone. Yeah, that's not, everybody ain't got that.
That's like the same thing when we were saying in the last one, Wu, when, you know, we got the swag. It's your aura, right? Girls got the same thing. Women got the same shit. If she ain't, we know when you her. If you're not her, then I'm not, we usually don't waste our time. You know what I'm saying?
They be thinking they her, but they really him.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. I don't know. I'm at the top of a bridge, so I don't know if you guys, if I'll go in and out. So seductive has been linked to women throughout history, right? Can we agree with that? From ancient stories to modern media. But is seductiveness truly natural? Or is it something shaped by culture, personality, and circumstance?
It's called the art of seduction. Shit, it's the way the woman moves. It's the way the woman, you know, talks. The way the woman, you know, interacts with you, or and just is in general. Some women are seductive, and some women aren't.
I'm wondering, Big E, if being seductive, is linked to a woman being feminine.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
so you mean to
correspondent. That's why I brought up.
That's an aspect of femininity, in my opinion.
Right, right.
Is it amazing? Can be, how much? Is
but there are other active, you know, aspects of femininity that, you know, I don't think. Okay, for instance, right, like say, a woman having a child,
mm-hmm.
or giving birth to a child. That's a aspect of femininity, right? All those things that are associated with that. But yeah, mm-hmm. but that ain't gonna turn you on unless you a fucked up freaky motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, that ain't gonna. Oh, look at her. You know, so I'm saying that to say that it, you know, try to make it as if every aspect of womanhood or, you know, femininity is something that is going to just, you know, turn you on and make you excited. That ain't true.
Okay, so
yeah, a woman taking a shit is a part of femininity. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Defining seduction. Okay, is seduction about appearance, confidence, or intention?
All three in combustion.
Appearance, confidence, and intention?
Yes, sir. All three of them in combustion.
Is it a difference between attraction, charm, and manipulation?
Absolutely, but generally it's the allure of the woman. That's what makes us seductive, the allure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How about this? I'm going to read the dictionary definition of seduction. It says, seduction is the art of enticement or persuasion to fulfill the seducer's desires, which can be romantic or sexual, but also apply to other areas like business. It involves influencing others through attraction, desire, and creating a strong, often unconscious, keyword unconscious, emotional pull by reflecting their desires and needs. Key strategies include effective communication, nonverbal cues, and creating an atmosphere of confidence, mystery, and a playfulness that makes the other person feel genuinely interested and connected. So I have a question. Well, I don't want to embarrass myself with the replays on, but my question would be, do you find me seductive? On a good day, not when I'm testing everybody out.
How can I find you seductive if we never interacted in real life?
That's a great question. That's a great talking point. So, that's my two cents. Yay.
Nah, if you got to ask, you ain't seductive. But we're going to leave that right there. If you got to ask, it's a no.
I was trying to see what she was trying to lead to.
Deeper than what the stage caught, but because I am in the midst of, you know, flat ironing my hair and stuff, I can't like hang out for a lengthy conversation. But my question was just based on that definition. So carry on.
But my question to you was, what is it that you heard that made you want to read that out?
I heard a lot of people throwing out. It's you know, it's like mood talking points. It's just people speaking opinion versus talking about facts. Because sometimes we assume, you know, I'm in a room with smart brothers, right? I understand that. But that doesn't mean that everybody is always going to refer to textbook definition. People usually refer to what they think something is.
Hey, Mon.
You know, in the Christian tradition,
you know who
the greatest seducer is in Christianity?
Who that is?
The devil.
Yeah. Hey. That is true.
And so, you know,
he's cunning.
That's what they say. That's what it says in the book of Revelations, don't it? It says he's cunning. He's what else does it say? It says the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan who leads the whole world astray. So yeah. Cunning deceit.
Leads the whole world astray. Cunning. Oh, wow. Are you putting that in being seductive?
I mean, that's how it is. It can be. You know what I'm saying? The cunning deceptive. You know, it depends on what context you seduction in, right? The word seduction. But, you know, it can be. You know, it's being able to manipulate or lure people into doing or convince people into doing what you want them to do.
And that's what it means. When we had this conversation, right, and you listen to women talking about femininity, they say this, if he was feminine, if he's feminine, if you're feminine to him, you can have him do anything that you want him to do.
Wait, say that again.
If you act feminine towards him, if you tap into your femininity, you can have him do anything you want him to.
Effective on it. And, you know, then, man, there are some people that can't be seduced in that. Because, I mean, I think it comes, you know, like, but I think, let me say this, though. I think, you know, based on what I hear on Clubhouse, yeah, a lot of these dudes laying dead for that. All the sister got to do is talk softly and, you know, put on a certain air, you know, or whatever.
I would have been one of those dead niggas, Big E.
But I'm just saying.
That's how I learned.
You get what I'm saying? I don't think, you know, but all women, the women's ability to do that is going to vary from woman to woman. And then the success of that is going to vary on who she's trying to seduce.
Mm-hmm.
But it varies, man.
I think the key thing, though, it was that word unconscious. That's why I pointed it out. I don't think a woman should be trying to seduce anybody. But, I mean, I understand in the nature of men and women and, you know, you want to turn your partner on and stuff. But I just looked at the definition a little wider than that. Like, how I was looking at it more from the effortless standpoint. So I'm not saying that I don't agree with you. I'm just saying that I'm seeing it from a different lens.
Yeah, but I think even that, you know, if it's effortless, right, we'll go with that. It depends on the woman. Like, all women are not, all women are not the same. You know what I mean? Some women... Have you ever heard those recordings that they played them in Vietnam, right? Like, they played them over the radio where I know that was a long time ago, right? But where they would try to get U.S. servicemen to stop fighting, and they'd have a woman on there, hey, serviceman. You know what I'm saying? Talking all seductive. No, what I'm saying is...
I'm hearing you, brother.
And I'm saying that some women, right, you have some women that can, that hell, just by the tone,
mm-hmm,
and the pace, right, they talk, which they talk. They can be seductive. And they may not be trying to do that. That's just the way they talk. Right? And then you have you have some women that are that they have a seductive walk. Some women have a seductive eyes. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of things, man, that can be just kind of like effortless and not a conscious thing that a woman does, and some women do that draw certain people in. But everything ain't gonna work on everybody.
Right. Yeah, HD. I see you come up your mic.
Sundress, you understand, with the booty shaking and then bouncing, that could be seductive and all that stuff. You know, some of these women who have, you know, like, just like what Big was talking about, like, you know, the voice and everything, you know, the flow, the calmness about them at times can be seductive. You know, sometimes these women who's like, you know, edgy, you know, always be hostile and everything, that's not really seductive. And maybe for some people, but, you know, there's some women who are naturally seductive, and some women have to learn it. But I'll tell you one thing, as long as some of these women, these modern women, is into, like, that feminism and all that plantation mammy shit, that shit ain't never going to be seductive to any man. So I'm just going to leave it right there and pass the mic.
Plantation mammy shit?
I agree. Yeah, a woman has to have a certain walk and stance. Mm-hmm. You can't have any of you seen a beautiful woman and she stops walking and she's just standing there? Because I've seen it. I'm thinking to myself, why are you standing that way? I can't put it into words. You probably know what I mean. They're just standing weird, walking weird.
What do you mean standing weird? What is the standing weird looks like?
I saw this girl standing or walking, right? And I thought, oh, yeah, she's really pretty.
Standing like and a lizard.
She stopped to look at her phone. Now, she was a pigeon-toed, but she was standing that way. And I was like, girl, like, you were sexy up until you stopped walking. And I don't know. It's weird. I can't explain it. But
it's probably, like this ghetto look that they think that looks it makes them look cute.
I don't know what she was thinking, but I see it all the time. You do have to walk a certain way. You have to have a certain tone in your voice. And, you know, if you are wearing a long, flowy dress, I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it. You have to walk a certain way. You can't just be walking any old kind of way, clunky, and you know what I mean?
Let me ask this question to you. How has social media change what we see as seductive?
I mean, some might say it made us numb to it because we see it all over the internet, sex all over the internet. So we kind of numb to it.
Kind of numb to it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get it. Anybody else?
I don't know.
Mon was talking about an awkward disposition. You don't be seeing the young ladies with the awkward disposition. You're just socially awkward, yeah. Baby. What's going on? You all right?
I know you may need time to think, let it process. How has social media changed what we see as seductive? If I can give an example, you see everybody think they can put on a dress, all fitted, or what you call those body suits, and think they look sexy, especially with the way they pose. Then you got some women that don't have to put on all that stuff, and they can make a pose or a facial expression, and it's seducing. You, if that makes sense to y'all, is that a good example or a bad example?
No, it's a good example. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm trying to take a bubble bath. I have to keep my hands are wet so the iPad's fucking up. But no, I get what you're saying.
Man, I don't want to go out, digress just for a moment. Man, have you seen Ghostface Killer Son, man?
No.
Embarrassing. Yo, Big E. Embarrassing.
I just saw that.
Oh, man.
Video clip.
Oh, that shit, man.
What happened? Are you going to fuck up my podcast? Are you about to fuck up my podcast,
bad.
Brother
my
E?
Bad. I didn't know you would record. My bad.
Who's that's happening? Yeah, you ain't going to fuck up nothing, bro. You good, bro.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Now he's about to go win. I don't even know Ghostface Killer Son. I haven't even known he even had a older son. Never really paid attention to Brody. Okay, Stacks, you know, you want to go a little longer, Stacks, or? You hear me, Brody?
Yeah, a little bit longer. But that Ghostface shit is crazy, though, bro. You heard? His son is embarrassing.
What is he, dressed like a woman or something? Oh man, guess what? Here's a sucker. Yeah, get sucker. The fuck out
oh,
of
you
here.
Haven't seen the picture of the dude?
No, I never even seen Kofi. Why? Just the whole.
Who got a face
whole...
full of makeup on, man?
Oh, stop playing.
I'm not. Man, somebody just sent me a video clip. I guess he got a song dissing his father, right? Hey, man, he like Magic Son, man. He the same thing going on.
Oh, so wait. How did that pop up in your head with this topic? Is he trying to look seductive while he dissing his dad?
Hey, fan, I'm like, no, hell no.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you was a Wu-Tang fan all the way from the South.
Come on, man. Since protection.
I know, old school shit. Yeah. I got you. What's up, Rosie? What's up, Harriet?
Good morning.
Assalamualaikum. Assalam.
Today is Jumar. Okay, so, okay. Is seduction an instinct or a learned skill?
Yes.
is seduction an instinct or a learned skill? You know what? You know what? Hey, Stacks. Stacks and Mac. I talked about a lady that had the snake walk. Remember that? The snake walk snake in the walk hills.
Is
not
snake walks is.
Yeah, it's called the strut. A strut.
I think that it's learned for sure. I think that what I would say is, as a young girl, I think that I grew up in very strict, like, Islamic and Christian environments, right? So with that being said, everything that was sexy about me or feminine or would appeal to a man, I was taught to tone that shit the fuck down before it even developed. And I think that that did me a personal disservice, because when I got to be, it kind of like people got to define my sexy or use my sexy against me, or, you know, people got to experience my sexy before I even knew how to, you know what I'm saying, knew how to use it in ways that benefited me. I know that sounds fucked up, but I mean, that's just the reality of it. Like, and I think that there's a natural essence of a woman or a natural femininity, but it can be used to influence people, definitely. And that skill is learned. I think that going to those strict, being in those strict religious environments, it kind of steered women away from learning how to use that for their benefit, because they said that that was only for your husband, which I feel like that's fucked up, because you got hella influence out here just by being yourself, your je ne sais quoi, your charisma, your femininity, the way you use your words, your, you know, like Queen Esther. Queen Esther was somebody who was considered seductive and who used her feminine je ne sais quoi to get her people out of oppression under King Xerxes. So I just don't understand why. Long story short, I'm going down a rabbit hole. It's learned, for sure. That shit is fucking learned. So, yeah.
Damn. So I talked about the snake lady that they teased me about from time to time. Hey, Kylo. And it was one day I was in Ybor City, which is in Tampa. And in the mist, I seen a woman walking in high heels about 6 inches. And her body was swaying left to right. It was as if it hypnotized me, and I was in a trance. And I was like, well, who's this? Beep. And as she walked, she turned around really quickly. And I was in love. I said, okay. She looking at me. I'm looking at her. She looking at me. And she's like, hello, where you from?
You an easy hobo.
I'm that's like, what I'm saying. Like, that's saying.
Ready, he's like ready to trick his old kids' college fund off, man.
That's okay. I'll take it. This was when I was about 25, 26. I'm now 42. And I was like, I ain't never seen nothing like this in Jersey, let alone somebody that looked like Lisa Lopez. Oh, my God. You talking to me, man?
White man can jump.
Lisa Lopez is not. No, not Lisa. Lisa Lopez. No. The woman that played on Rush Hour 2. No, the woman that played on Rush Hour 2 that kissed Jackie Chang on the cheek. That's her name. What's her name?
Lisa Lou?
I don't know.
Is she Asian?
Lucy Lou?
No. She's Spanish. She's Spanish. That played on Rush Hour 2, the one that kissed Jackie Chang. Go look it up real quick. And I was like, God damn. So in my head, you know, I'm playing it cool. I'm the man.
My Rosalind Sanchez.
I don't know if that's her name. I just know what she played on. And I was
she's
like,
a Spanish
damn.
Girl, bro.
Yeah, Spanish girl. Yeah,
he's talking about Rosalind Sanchez.
Okay, yeah, well, then that's her. That's her. Woo. And I was like, damn, she like she in the motherfucking movie. Anyway, I was cool, collective, and stuff like that. And she was like, where you from? I said, I'm from New Jersey. You know, I had the locks. I was ripped up. I ain't had the big bongo knotty knots. I had the regular knots, you know, on locks and stuff like that, like I have now. Space small, like you do. You know how we do up north. And she was like, oh, hell no. I said, hold on. You ain't got to give me your number. You ain't even got to talk to me after this. But what is the reputation about the men from the north? She said, "You motherfuckers is crazy." I said, "No, I cannot say that we're not crazy, but just give me the time to have, you know what I'm saying, to know you." So she walking off. I'm walking towards my car. We happen to be walking to the same place. And some guy walks up behind us and say, "Man, you need to leave that boat and get with this ship." I was like, I didn't even hear the nigga. My brother was like, "Well, then nigga, that ship gonna sink. I swear to God, I didn't hear him. I just saw my brother turn around and react to it. So at this point, I'm like, "No, who? You fuck with my little brother? He fucking with me. I'm thinking he fuck with my little brother. My little brother taking up for me." That's crazy, but I was into her. She was the way she moved, the way she looked, the way she spoke, so seductive. I don't know if she was taught that at all. So it had to be, I can't say if it was natural. Maybe she looked at something, she learned it, but then she didn't go to no school for it. She just knew how to do it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, some women just have that natural seductive look. Anyway, a little bit more about the story. So I'm thinking he fucked with my little brother. I'm like, yo, you got a problem, my little brother, bro? So I'm like, you know what? I'm not for the back and forth. I said, we can go in that alley, and whoever comes out, the best man win. That's it. She was like, nah, you ain't got to fight him. I'll give you my number. So I already won. You feel what I'm saying? But she was seductive as shit. Can I say it was natural? I can't say it's natural. So the question was, are women naturally seductive or is it a learned skill?
I mean, it's natural, but it's a skill too. Like, you got to hone in on that shit if you want to use it, if you want to.
It's for your benefit.
Definitely. But I mean, one time in life, I was just so happy and I was enjoying my goddamn self so much that when I looked people in the eyes, they thought that I had a calming spirit or energy about me. Like, and people, everybody seen it. I think it was like 2 years ago. I think I got a job off of that. I got a job as a housing director with some badass college kids because they felt like I could calm them down. And men, when they looked me in the eyes, they would think that I was calming them or speaking to them. It was weird. But it was just because I was meditating. I was happy. I'm not in that space no more. I'm stressing. I'm working all the time. But yeah, that was fucking natural. I wasn't doing it. That shit was happening to me. That was happening to me and whoever was around me. I didn't know why everybody was feeling like that about me.
I mean, hey, everybody. I personally feel like a woman, like, say, you know, you're going from preteen to young woman, right? You might have somebody show you, okay, this is what a sexy walk is, whatever. But that's almost like asking a man, are you naturally fly or did somebody teach you? Or do you naturally have game or did somebody give that to you? I feel like a person can introduce you to something, but when you really feel like that, like, you really just start feeling like that. Like, a person will feel like you're sexy or you're seductive, but when you feel like that on the inside, you just walk like that because you feel like that. You looking because you feel like that. So I don't think it's always something somebody taught you. I think, like I mentioned, you can be introduced to it when you're younger, but when you really feel like that, it's like in you and you just feel like that.
When you know better, you glow better. You don't glow from the outside in, you glow from the inside out.
Also, some women just got it. Like, the way they look, they don't have to really do anything. They don't got to show nothing. They just naturally beautiful. They aura everything about them. They're just beautiful women. Some women just like that. I mean, literally. Good morning.
Thinking about it, people start saying my energy was...
So some women are just naturally seductive. That's what you just said. They just got it.
Yeah, it's just... You know, it's some biological cues and things like that, but some women have it, some women don't. Some lean into it, some don't, and a lot... It depends on culture, personality, and how others interpret their behavior. Like what Harriet just described as innate magnetism. Versus like cultivated seduction.
cultivated would be girl putting her boobs up, making sure her waist all tucked in, walking around here a certain way. No, what she described was innate magnetism. So her, I already know Harriet, she's gorgeous and she's tall. She's a WNBA player, I done told her. So she's nice, she's feminine. She's looking somebody in the eyes, that's innate magnetism. There's a definition for that. Harriet's like a basketball player. She's almost 6 feet.
I'm a large woman. I'm not 6 foot. I'm 5'7". But somebody like Kyla.
That shit, a little nigga, man. Tiny. Get the fuck out
5'7"
of here.
You're not large.
You're a little nigga, man.
She put on her heels. She's 6 feet. That girl's a stallion.
No. She's a little nigga. She's cheating with the heels on. You just gotta stop. Okay, she's looking up at me. She's kissing my neck when I hold her. She's a teddy bear.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yes. Good morning. I can't pick you up. Good morning, Senora. Hello. Hey, Amber. So the question was, is a woman naturally seductive, or is it a learned skill? People are saying that it's natural. Some people just have it. That is a skill. I mean, like, did we explain? Did we go into intricate details, or, you know, did we explain the definition or defining? Did we define seduction? I think we have. Most people weren't here. Seduction is about appearance, confidence.
Yo, 10 minutes. You heard?
Or intentions. Mm-hmm. The difference between attraction, charm, and manipulation. These things are all bottled in one: appearance and confidence. What has she dealt with in her attention? What is an intention with her being seduced? Was that Shafan about to say something? Go ahead.
Yes, it was me. Thank you. And I'm trying to rush because I have 2 clients under the dryer. So I want to say it before I have to attend to them. Clearly, this isn't a topic. Hi, how are you? I want to talk about it. So I agree with what some women have already said. I think some women have it and some women don't. I think it might be a thing that some women can learn. I'm just here to talk shit and talk my shit. I seduce. Okay. I love seducing men. It's when I feel my most feminine. Shout out to IRL. They had a room yesterday on femininity, and towards the end, that's what I said. Like, my femininity is amplified when I'm around a man that I like. And so if I like you or find you attractive or sexy, I have to tell myself not to seduce you. Like, it's just something that is, I am a very seductive woman. If I like you, it is something that it's built in me. I already know. I've been told this several times by more than one man, right? I enjoy all of the art of seduction. Some parts of seduction is manipulation, but not all manipulation is bad. That's a room title for you next. But I love manipulation. I love seduction. I love being able to do the things that I know turn my man on specifically. There's certain things he's told me. I listen, I observe, and I act out, and I perform said things. It is one of the things that makes me feel the most feminine ever, as when I know I can arouse and seduce a man. For me, it's natural. It's built in me. It's given me. I don't know.
Go through the steps of seduction. I need to, I probably have it, but I'm not really conscious of it, but I'm picking up that I do that too. If I like a guy, I really get into my feminine energy where, you know, I'm flipping my hair, where, you know, like I wanna, I don't know, you know, do certain things. So I totally feel what you're saying. But then one's perspective, like the way I thought about it and listening to you guys may not be, you know, what it actually is. So that's why I'm trying to get an idea, like specifically like an example of like, you know, seduction. Because we're always going to think about, okay, sex, but not necessarily just something that draws someone towards you, right? That's what I'm thinking more of, like seduction. Like you smell a certain way, you know, you have this tone to your voice that's like very like, pull somebody towards you, you know, stuff like that. Your dress doesn't have to be showing your thighs or your breasts is out and whatever, you know what I mean? So that's why I was trying to like get specific example of like somebody who's seductive.
But I just described the definition and y'all made up your own definition. My thing is, if you have it as natural, it's not natural for me. I had to be taught. I'm corny. I had to learn to dance too. The men will flock to you. Y'all are doing things so men flock to you. That's not natural. And this is no dig. This is just facts. The facts are the facts. So if you have it in you, I'm one of the ones that ain't have it in me. Because I have resting bitch face. I'm reformed. It would naturally flow like innate magnetism. It is a word for it. It's two words that describe that. I don't understand why y'all breaking it down in y'all own way. Innate magnetism versus cultivated seduction.
Get on Tyler.
I'm so smart.
Kayla, you're so direct. I love how you express
yourself. I'm very direct, not rude. I'm direct. I'm not.
Yeah. I think it's good. I think it's good though, because what you said is a point. A woman can do things that make people go, what is that? But that is you trying to get someone's attention. You know what I mean? And that's not the same thing as you walking in and everybody looking at you already. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same thing.
I can't wait to form my... Oh, what happened just now? What happened? Hey, Amber, you don't have to shut up.
Mind your business, yeah.
Shut up, nigga. Five, really five there and fuck you up. Hey, Amber. You like that? Oh, so that was just y'all two talking in the... I thought she was going to say something about the title. I guess you wasn't going to say something about the title. Brody, what did you think about the title, Animal? I ain't see you in a minute in the morning time. Even though I call you, leave a text message. What's been going on with you? Somebody seductive in your way? No,
it's not good for you to lie.
Oh, yeah. It's not good for you to lie. I agree. So go ahead. What do you think about the title? Are women naturally seductive? Because she ain't talking about me. It's the art. It's
a skill they have to be taught. Now, some of them harness that skill.
How to harness that. Okay. That makes sense too. Some do have it naturally, but then you have to know how to harness that skill, how to learn how to wield it, manipulate, like make those people bend to your... Yeah. I agree. So now you just gotta have to get it sharpened up. So what does that look like, Animal?
Remember Candace Caroline?
No.
Look at you.
I don't. Maybe probably others will, but get ahead to it.
Not you watching it.
I'm talking about, I'm trying to think who had...
If we ever get stuck, stop video recording me. Yo, yes, you are. You're making a video for Snapchat.
Nah, he don't know. Yeah, mute mic.
Mute your mic, Mike. We hear you. We hear what's going on in your background, Mike.
I thought he was talking to us.
Me too.
His sis got him giggling and shit. Yeah, that's love.
You saw that?
Yeah, shout out to that. I like that, bro.
You should record me. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
I was off mute, so they heard everything.
Oh, yeah. I heard you, bro. Me. I see it.
He has been abusing me for the past week.
They heard all the abuse he's been giving me. Continue the conversation. I'm sorry.
Abusing is crazy. Why are you abusing your lady, man? Is it because... Are you in Africa or are you in Canada?
All this shit too, by the way.
Oh, listening to Diego. You see what's... You got to be strong, woman. You got to be strong. Okay?
She signed up for the Beat Your Husband program. Beat Your Husband?
She said she doesn't fight you. You're too big of a man. It's going crazy. It's going crazy. Yeah, get back to the program. What do you think about the program? What do you think about that? Not no fucking program. Okay. All right. I was talking about the last title. I wish Senora and everyone else that had that room when it came, maybe you can go listen to the replay, Senora, about, you know, adapting to a man's extraordinary program. I wish you were here to hear the talk. So Stack is going to open up soon. I'm waiting for him to send the link, and then we're going to go there. Hey, Animal, go ahead. Say what you're going to say, Brody.
Why do we keep doing that, bro? Like, this is a good topic.
It's respect.
Anyway.
Well, we have a time slot with him. So I was here since 5:30. I did like 3 different rooms, different, you know, and this is the last one.
You and Stack are like the new Dahomey and Juliet, and I like that for y'all.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful.
That's a motherfucker.
It's one of y'all, bitch. Like, that was crazy.
Oh, shit.
I birthed her.
Okay, all right. I'm the father for a lot of this shit. You need to pay some fucking respect because I'm gonna go to my goddamn replace for 4 years ago, and you're seeing your little black ass in there on the stage. You know about me. You watch your mouth when you're talking about. Yeah, thank you. So, well, yes, sir. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot. Listen. I know. Listen, listen. My sounds come back. Came back. Long time I ain't had my. This feature was taken off of, you know, whatever this update bullshit they had going on. But we have it back now. And I'm going to take advantage of it. Rico pulls up. What's going on, Brody?
I'm surprised it works on the Android. Oh shit. Okay.
Oh my God. We have this goddamn barbarian. Yeah,
Razor flip phone.
Yeah, he got that flip phone. He got that little mini laptop that opened up and look like a mini iPad. What do they call that shit again? You can zoom in to point. You can zoom in and look at Mars.
You're a hater. You're a fucking hater. I could do much more.
Yeah.
This conversation is not about my $1,300 phone that I bought straight out of my pocket. It's not about that.
See? That's okay? The problem right there. That's why you're hitting them roads so heavy. You're trying to make that $1,300 back. See? You see?
I bought this years ago.
You should have put $300 on a retwist.
You just want to do it.
$300 on a retwist.
Well, you should have shined your head before you came on, you motherfucker. Now get the fuck off my stage, man. Please don't start.
Y'all hair too fucking long.
Hmm?
Look at his shit. Look at all that new growth. Nigga busting out the seams.
Yo, this ain't no time for you to talk shit on my motherfucking podcast. You bald head nigga. You're a jealous nigga because you can't grow no hair.
You go get some lamb nut,
and you shave your fucking head with your goddamn head because you ain't got that over there in Africa. You ain't got shaving.
Okay, you got that Anthony Hamilton. That's what you got. You got the Anthony Hamilton.
I'm good. I'm great over here. Don't be worried about me. Your wife is there. You should be talking to your wife. Your man should not be talking about another man right now, man. Hit that link at the top. We're gonna go to the next room. Stacks has a room open.
Yo, bro, just real quick though. Imagine you had a bid like Anthony Hamilton, bro.
look at his braids.
Oh my God, bro! I shaved that shit off.
Gillette the shit out that face. What? All right, who closing it? Because I'm about to jump over.
Yeah, I got it. We close in this room. Click the link at the top. Let's go. Gender war is up. Hello? I got the room. I got it, yeah.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah. Harriet, click the link at the top.
Hey, what's
click
the link at the top.
Alan Dean, you get your racist ass out of here. Well, I lost the room.
Chiffon, clean, leave at the top.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I can't hear you.
Click the link at the top. We're going to Gender Wars. Okay. Shay, click the link. I'm about to boom this room in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.